Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kier. Can I get your zip code, please?
12653.
That was 12653.
72653. 72.
Okay, thank you for that information. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Tomaline Farrell, F. White Frank, Errell.
Okay, bear with me for one moment. Can you verify your address for me, please?
80 Revere Place, Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Okay, thank you for the information. I see you have the fitness watch in the pot. How can I help you, sir?
I need to know what I bought for $69.97. That watch and that pod was $5.97 a piece. So what else did I buy for that total $69?
That was the full retail price of that watch when you originally purchased it for $5.97. That was only the shipping cost. And it was a 14-day trial and you didn't cancel before the trial expired. So it charged you the full retail price of that watch. It's not a monthly subscription. It's just a one-time charge.
That watch is a piece of junk, and I just bought it for $5.97 to play with it, and it won't do anything. But
okay.
where did all that information come in at? That sounds like fraud to me.
It was in a terms and conditions, sir. Did you charge up the watch?
Yes.
Okay. You had to let the watch be fully charged, and then you had to connect it to your phone in order for it to properly work. I can send you instructions through your email if you would like.
Yes, please.
Okay, bear with me for one moment. I request those emails, that instructions for you. Bear with me for one moment. One moment, I'm notating on your account.
Okay.
Okay, I went ahead and got that information out for you. You'll receive that email in 24 to 48 hours.
Okay, as far as the price, I feel like that was fraud because I didn't see any of that other stuff on the site. So I will be reporting it.
It was all stated in the terms and conditions, sir.
Well, they're so small you can't see them.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Thank you. Bye.